Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Mask and Amber. Ummul mu'minin Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha was once asked if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam applied perfume. The question was because he was the essence of pleasant fragrance. She replied in the affirmative and stated the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam applied musk and amber. Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said musk is the best of ether. Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked about musk. He replied that musk is the best of all ether. Note, Hafidh ibn Hajar rahimahumullah writes that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to apply the most expensive of perfumes, and that used to be musk. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she used to see traces of perfume in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mubarak head. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he saw traces of musk in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mubarak head. It is narrated that Sayyiduna Salma ibn Aqwa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to apply musk perfume to his hands and beard after performing wudu. Allama Haythami rahmatullah alayhi has entitled a chapter in his compilation which reads, Applying Ether After Performing Wudu. It is possible that Sayyiduna Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu observed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam doing so. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.